Let's lift our hands. I want you to begin to talk to God about direction. Whatever you need direction on, talk to God about it. I'm going to read a letter in a few moments to show you what direction means. Go ahead and talk to God. Talk to him. Thank him for direction. When you have direction, you can make the right decisions. Thank you so much, Lord. We come in your presence tonight. With our hand lifted toward heaven, where our help comes from. Each person in the sound of my voice tonight will receive from you what they need to receive. We thank you so much. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, for the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a good God. You're a gracious God. Ah! You're a glorious God. My. Thank you so much. As we study your word tonight, let your word speak to us and speak to men and women around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. You may be seated. Footnote this in your note as you turn to Isaiah 48. And pay close attention to this, because this will stop molestation in your life. Stop you from being raped of your inheritance, what God wants you to have. Divine direction, put it this way, is my birthright. In other words, I have a right to be led, listen, beyond the natural. Beyond men calibration. Beyond men wisdom. See, when you use the word divine here, when a Christian uses the word divine, they are talking about God himself. And God had promised to lead us. There's a letter came in. Lady sent me a translation of the Bible, but it goes right along with some words I'm about to give you. She said, "Shalom, Apostle Thompson. I hope you enjoy your gift. I've been a partner for years. You were the first ministry I sold a little over $1,000 in 2002. In the memo line, listen very carefully. She sold it and she had a memo line. I wrote for the house my kids are praying for. Within 3 months, I bought my first house. You were preaching at Columbus Christian Center at camp meeting in 2015. You said, were there any teachers here who want the apostles' gift? I taught undergrad part-time at Wilbur Ford University for years. At that time, I was teaching marriage ministry and career outreach ministry. So many leadership and teaching positions. You said, who wants this apostle's anointing? I took off to the altar. I was the second one on the left. You said you have to stay connected. Remember what she said now? You said you have to stay connected. She said, I will always stay connected. Now watch what happened to her life. God showered me with blessing. I have 3 homes in 3 states. She didn't have nothing when she started. Now she got 4. And she about to buy another one. 2 are rental properties. God have worked on me to believe him that they are paid off. I was always trying to figure out what to do. Now that's what I want you to hear. I mean, it's not on my desk. It just correlates, you know. I was always trying to figure out what to do. But since she got connected, you see what I'm saying? Huh? See, I was always trying to figure out what to do. And some people are the same way today. They're trying to figure out what to do, and the answer is there for them. Because as we said, divine direction is my birthright. Supernatural direction, things you can't see, things you can't explain, but the Lord can, the Holy Ghost can. And he'll lead you in places you can't go yourself. Now watch what this lady said. I know I have to believe God. I have over 50 acres of land debt free. I love your ministry. I live in Villa Rica, Georgia. Just bought another house. I minister to inmates in three different states. Provides food for months at a time to save houses for youth and sex trafficked victims. I walk in the woods and feed the homeless that are sleeping in tent. I do whatever the Holy Spirit says to do. I literally work for him. I want to call your attention before I give you some apostolic insight of tonight's lesson, and we'll go to some scriptures. Direction calls for connection. That's why I read this letter. Because somebody had to give you the direction. Amen. Now, here where you might run into a problem at, and here's where I think some people get left out and left off. Not only does direction call for connection, I don't know if you can handle that next one. Direction calls for correction. You're going the wrong way. And the Lord will speak to you and tell you you're going the wrong way, and you believe in yourself you're going the right way. And if you're not really connected to someone you trust, you're going to keep going that same way. So direction is more than just getting where you're going. It's correction too. Now, another word you want to put in your note, direction will protect you from pitfall, from delays in your life or ministry. The right direction will cause you, protect you from a lot of trails that are leading off from where God wants you to go. So it's important, see. It's important. And so also I want you to take hold of, before I give you some apostolic insight tonight about your life, direction has to do with decisions. And the more you permit the Holy Spirit to lead you, is the more precision you're going to live in. Precise. You're not going to have to deal with all them little things you've been dealing with, because you're going to know what you're doing, all right? Are you following me? Turn your Bibles to, turn to John 16, 13. John's Gospel. And I'm going to read you, I don't know if you ever heard of this translation. I'm going to read you a translation out of the Mara Bible. Amaro, M-I-R-O-R-O. But I like what it says. It says in John 16, 13, they're talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. 12 verse, I have so much more to tell you, but you would not be able to handle it now. And so the 13th verse said, but when he come, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into the path of all truth. He will not draw attention to himself, but will communicate and unveil everything he hears and discern from a heavenly perspective about the things that are about to happen within you. Amen. Now, also, I want to read, I love what says here in Romans 8, 14. It says that many is led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. You know that, right? Yes, sir. And you know you can be a son and act like a child. Or you can be a son and live like a servant. See, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, we're talking about divine direction. Say divine direction.
Divine direction.
Yeah, this is not, you can't find this in the library. See, this pertaining to God, pertaining to Jesus, pertaining to the Holy Spirit. It's a Christian, it's a divine privilege for a Christian that they can have a spirit that is with God nature in it, and my sheep hear my voice. He said that in John, 10, and the voice of a stranger, what did he say?
It
will not follow. See, so we're prone to have divine direction. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It'll keep you from a lot of hardship and going to a lot of places just wasting your time.
Yes, sir.
So this is a good subject. Now in Romans 8:14, you there yet? Romans 8:14. I want you to turn there. I want to read this translation from there and so you can catch a hold of it. Here's what Romans 8:14 reads here. The original life of the Father revealed in his Son is the life the Spirit now conduct within us.
Amen.
It's not on the board. No, you look at the board. It's on my paper here. Y'all look all over the board. They don't even have that back there. All right, let me read it to you again. I see everybody look at the board. The original life of the Father. The original life of the Father, all right? So like Father, like Son, all right? Revealing in his Son is the life the Spirit now conduct within us. All right? Turn to another scripture. Turn to, let's look at Genesis 5:24. Let me go there, look at it. Because this is a scripture that you need revelation on it. But we need to look at it because I think the Lord wants to speak to us about what happened to a person who take his direction. And always around him trying to find out what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that person? Now, you don't have to leave yet to be blessed with this scripture.
Amen.
You see, if you look into this scripture clear enough, it's saying something.
Yes, sir.
And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. I mean, he left with God, Him and Elijah, the only two men left, not died. But the Holy Spirit called my attention when he talked about divine direction. A person who received divine direction is a person who is walking with God. And problems try to come, but they were not. Wouldn't you lack not to be available for problems? And that's what he's talking about, see? Yeah, because through revelation and through God's agenda and through vision, God took you with him in his wisdom and his understanding. You're still alive, but yet you're in another place. Because you know how to follow his direction. Can you see that? How many of y'all can see that?
Yes.
You see? See, you read that scripture, and Enoch walked with God. See, walk with God. Let me make it a little more clear for you. Make it a little clearer. Walking with God in the Bible, in the biblical opinion, is fellowship, leadership, and obedience that results in divine favor. See? So, divine direction leads you into divine favor.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah, something you couldn't do for yourself, but the Lord began to do it for you because you obeyed him and you trusted him. Now, you know we got this by faith, Yeah, because if you're going to follow God, you're not going to know where you're going all the time. See, now that's where people get messed up. They want to know every little move. You can't tell you every little move because you're going to faint. Some of the things God do for you, if he tell you ahead of time, you'll pass out. And you won't even be able to see when it comes. All right. Now, Isaiah chapter 48, a lot of scripture tonight, but I'm trying to get you somewhere because I'm going to say some things to you in a little while that I want you to be prepared for them. Amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 48, chapter 48, verse 17. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer. That's shouting ground right there.
Yes, sir.
The Holy One of Israel. Now notice what he says. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to what?
Profit.
Now notice what he says next though. Which what?
Lead.
That thou shouldest go.
Yes, sir.
So that's another way, you know. Bible talks about the other way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. So you want to be led by his spirit, led by God's spirit. He promised that which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Now, when one is led by the way that they should go, they're constantly walking in the blessing flow. See. Divine direction is a powerful thing. Turn to 139, Psalm 139 for a minute. Because you want to get ready for some things I'm going to speak tonight. The Lord has spoke to me for you to change your life. Make note of this. The divine direction is the birthright of every believer. Write this down. It is your heritage in God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The moment you give your life to Christ, you are entitled to God's guidance.
Thank you, Lord.
He commits himself to lead you the way you should go.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here in your heart has to be right for God to lead you. Yeah. You ever had an old one-sided heart and expect to follow God? You're not going to follow him because you're going to be stubborn.
Yeah.
Everybody in here got some stubbornness in them.
Yes, sir.
You see. And sometimes we travel by sight too much.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 139, verse 23.
Yes, sir.
Preparation for direction. Preparation for direction. Yeah, that's what that is. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Now, footnotes here going to help you. Anxious thoughts. Anxious thought make you go the wrong way. Be not anxious for nothing. Enter everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding. Shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Yes,
yes, sir. See? Huh? Anxious thoughts. You can't lead a person who's anxious. You're not moving fast enough for them.
Wow.
Now, listen. Sometime God is trying to slow you down. You're moving too fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're going somewhere. He don't want you to go. You don't want you to go. You don't want to go. But Satan is rushing you.
Wow.
They that wait upon the Lord should get a better vision of where they're going.
Yes, sir.
Don't get in a hurry. See, this anxious. He's talking about here. Try me and know my thoughts. This anxious thoughts. Anxious, just anxious. I got to go now. And see if there be any wicked way in me. After you get that straight, then he says, and lead me in a way everlasting. So now we see, you can't be anxious when God leading you. You can't, because one thing about God, now you got to understand, God is never in a hurry, but because nobody can really interrupt him. And nobody can get to your blessing before him. Wow. So he knows what's going on. And see, so God is sort of like traffic. God is directing the traffic. And so you have to depend on his faithfulness to be led. So what if it's not going right? What is going right? What you mean it's not going right? What you using for a gauge?
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
They say it's not going right. If you would pause at those moments and just praise him. Say, I don't know what you're up to, but I'm with you. I trust you. I depend on you. Are you following me? Are you following me? All right, I guess I gave one more scripture to bridge you. Psalm 32. This is a Bible class, you know. So we got to use the Bible. Maybe I'll come to that one later. I said to you on one of my settings with you that you through promises in the Bible, you walk.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Through principles, you run.
Yes, sir.
But by instruction, you fly. And I give you the scripture for it. I give you Isaiah 41, 40, 31. Read it, and you'll see. And so I'll get to some instruction in a few minutes, because you need instruction here. And I want to read this verse, but let me say a few things to you. Get ready. Now, these are apostolic insight wrapped in apostolic grace. In other words, here's government that cannot be overruled. You have some things God about to speak in your life, and you got to hold on to your seat. Your blessing flow and speed is changing rapidly and supernaturally.
Hallelujah.
Now, one of y'all need to try to write that down. See, y'all think I'm just, this is a, your blessing flow, because of divine direction, and speed is changing rapidly and supernaturally. Secondly, listen. I don't know what you're dealing with, but listen. The plug will be pulled out of all struggles and stress. I see you're going totally free. Oh, y'all ain't receiving this stuff. What about y'all? The plug will be pulled out of all struggles and stress. I see you going totally free. You know, you just write this scripture down, John 8:32 and Romans 8:2. You should know the truth. Truth sets you free. Totally free. You know, I hear some things I'm teaching. The baboon is locked in the cage. He won't give you no more problems. Don't be afraid of him. We're going to lock him up. Oh, I hear some things in the spirit, you know. Every roadblock will be ineffective to your destiny. You're going where God wants you to go. You're going to have what God wants you to have. You're going to be what God wants you to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All mockeries will be removed, and you will make marks that cannot be erased. When you're led by God, sometime the world snigger at you. And they sometimes call you a square, you're stupid, you're religious, all kind of stuff. But when God gets you leading you where you're going, I've had men say, I should have went with you.
Yeah.
I'm mocking, making, oh, I ain't got to do all that. He said, man, I regret. I've had pastor told me, man, I regret. I sat right down there and let you left me. And he said, now look at me and look at you. Yeah, they'll make mockers at you, see? So, because sometimes God leads you out in the open to let them laugh.
Yeah.
But it's here ball on to who going to have the last laugh.
Yes,
so when God is leading you, listen to me, children.
Yes, sir.
When God is leading you, you're going to have to walk by faith.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes don't look like he's leading you the right way.
Yes, sir.
Because your senses be arguing.
Yeah, right.
And all your, the people you connected with. All right, turn to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. I think I want to get another one, get that one, but I think I want to get one to let you see the steps. Glory to God. Let me see. Yeah, sometimes. See, in divine direction, sometimes God don't look like he know where he's going. And then your neighbor say, man, that's the wrong way there. I told you, Amos, but go. There's two scriptures I got to go there before. I'm trying to get you where you're synchronized in being directed. Go to Job chapter 22, verse 21. Unless this happens, you're not going to follow God. You're not going to be, I don't want to use the word familiar with him, because we don't want to say that. You don't want to get familiar with God. But you're not going to be close enough to him. To know he know what he's doing. So he said, Job, going through all this trouble, acquaint not thyself, verse 21, with him, with God, and be at peace. What did he say? What did he say next? See? So when you're acquainted with God properly, he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Yes.
Isaiah 26. Who mine?
Yes.
It stayed on thee. Trust me.
Yes.
But you can't trust somebody you don't know.
Yes.
So here, get acquainted with him, because he's, you listening?
Yes, sir.
He's not going to lead you normally.
Yes,
he's not going to use your ABC. Because he's God. He's not going to lead you like your ninth grade teacher. Because he's God.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to come to the point where you trust him. You can't be led if you don't trust him. You heard what I say?
Yeah,
that's why I just said trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because your own understanding said, this is not the right way. This is not where I want to go. See, you got to lean on him and lean not on your own understanding, not in all the way. Then what do you do?
Direct.
He'll direct your path. But if you don't lean on him, and he's not going to direct your path, and you're not going to follow him because he looked like he's going the wrong way. I don't know no other way to say it. And it might come out right, it might not. Instruction is a beast. Yeah, it'll bite you, boy. But I've seen, I think about my own personal life and his ministry. Man, you just got to follow him. He knows what he's doing. Look at me. He's working on something for you right now. Oh, yeah. Yes. But if you don't follow instruction and you don't trust him, guess what? You're not going to get it. Proverbs 4:20 before you go to Amos. Proverbs 4:20. Now we're talking about getting acquainted there, right? Now you're going to have to attend to God's word. Attend to his word. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying, you see. See, that's what you're doing tonight, you see. You hear. You'll be better off than most Christians when you leave out of here tonight. See, you quench yourself with God, then you attend to his word. See, come out of your heart are the issues of life. See. And now you're ready to be led. Amos 3:3 now. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Huh? I receive. You noted that? But how can you agree with someone you're not acquainted with? Or how can you agree with someone you don't pay no attention to what he said? That's why I say, my son attend to my words, you see. You see that? All right. Now, let's go further. Maybe I'll tell you another one. That's a good one for right now. Life performance will excel at rates beyond the natural. When you are led by the Spirit of God, I have divine direction, you are a Ephesians 3:20 candidate.
Hallelujah.
Turn there and look at it.
Yes, sir.
Most people never get to Ephesians 3:20 because Ephesians 3:20, you have to be a candidate that God can lead. Sometimes your greatest enemy is your blessed blessing. They mess around and put their hand on you trusting God. Now unto him that they able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, the power that worketh in us is the capability of being able to follow direction. Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. I want to make a statement to you. I want to make a statement to change your life. What it said? Read it out loud. Here's an apostolic insight for you. I see you making sweatless steps. Sweatless. As your steps are ordered by the Lord. Sweatless. You don't care what's going on around you. You're stepping sweatless.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Confusion and dilemmas will never rob you again. What? You heard that? See, when you're led by the Spirit of God, or when you're in divine direction, nobody can confuse you. Because you trust in God. You think God can be confused? You think there's ever a time God lost where he was going?
No, sir.
Is there ever a time God was trying to get someone here to ask somebody for direction?
No, sir.
Wow.
And he is who you connected to. Yeah, where I go, you can go. Where can God go? What? Everywhere. What I have, you can have. What God has. Who I am, you can be. Ooh, who God is. No, listen. At least three people I'm talking to. It's not too late. You're right on time. I felt that, boy. See, sometimes a person lose their direction in life because so many things hitting against them, and they have somewhat lost their peace. Your peace come back to you tonight. Because God has not forgotten about you.
Yes, sir.
Your name is still on his list.
Yes,
and he's gonna protect, correct, direct you exactly where he wants you to go.
Yes, sir.
It ain't over yet. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 32:8. Kandele boshaka. Hallelujah. You will see your way out of that dilemma. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You will not be left in the stuck. Whatever think that it has you is mistaken. Shouldn't have never let you got in this class tonight.
Come on. That's why we had to be.
The holler it looked, the bright ain't gonna become. What I say? The hard it looked, the bright ain't gonna be. How can you be overly concerned? And the scripture says, is anything? And the answer is no. If Moses was here, he'd tell you, I thought I wasn't going to make it. I had the Red Sea in front of me and Pharaoh's army behind me. Pharaoh was coming to kill me, but I thought I wasn't going to make it. But I had somebody lead me. I used to hear the elders say it, he'll make a way out of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
He's a way maker.
Yes, sir.
I love him. You love him?
Yes,
I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He said, pity every groan. God is not through with you. And you not through with God.
That's right.
No, sir.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
I see your ship coming in. You've been waiting long enough. Good God Almighty. Good God. Woo! What? Ever is not working in your life properly. Maybe your family, maybe your children. Give it to God tonight. Stop begging and stop making degrees. Say how it's going to be. Go to bed and go to sleep. Call things that I thought it wasn't. Become fully persuaded.
Yeah.
What he had promised is what? Jeremiah 1:12 said what? Look at it. Quickly. Hurry up because I got to go to another scripture. I'm going to Isaiah 55:11 now. Oh, hurry up. That means he watches over his word to perform. Then he said his word will not, Isaiah 55:11, he said, my word will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please.
Yes, sir.
What do you call that thing? GSP?
GPS.
I don't have to look at them. I got people driving me. Don't laugh too loud.
Watch out. All right, sir.
When you became God's child, he gave you a divine what?
GPS.
It always in tune to his signal. Stop looking at that other stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look at his voice. Sit down a minute. I'm going to close up. Psalm 32:8. Oh, my God. Look what he says here. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. And after that, I will guide thee with my eye. Oh, my. Oh, my. Somebody give God some praise here for that boy. That's a powerful voice, man. Look at that voice. Look what he said. Listen. He said, I will instruct thee. And then after that, and teach thee. See, and teach you in the way which thou shalt go. Thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I receive that. You receive it? Now write this down and turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Write this down. Write it down. Don't you ever use the word again, I don't know what I'm going to do. That ain't come from God. That come from your inability to follow him. Notice what it says there in the 33rd verse of the 8th chapter. Look at the 32nd verse. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Look what he says in the 33rd verse. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. That means do not disdain it. Instruction are important. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whosoever findeth me finding life. And shall what? I can't hear you. The devil just sat down and said, I give up. He said, I give up. I give up on this crew. Find favor with the Lord. So divine direction. Let me talk about her now. So that's the hour, or that's another 15 minutes? That's the hour, right? All right. Divine direction come as instruction from the Lord. Remember what I told you about instruction, right? What I say about instruction? You fly. Thank you, man. I give the illustration. I got to go to Richmond. I don't know how long it would take me to drive to Richmond. Oh, my God. How many? 16 hours. What Leroy Jr. at? What Leroy Jr. The flight, he might be working on something. What the flight time, Bob? Huh? How many hours you say? 16. How many you say? Y'all see what I'm telling you? You're not going to get rich when you're 85. Fly. I just tell you, you're dealing with a flyer.
Yes, sir.
You're connected to a flyer.
Yes, sir.
Dignity in life, ministry, and every endeavor calls for clarity of vision, a divine insight from God about your life. It called for vision with precision. You got to have a word from God. But here's what happened. All of us, God has given us a vision. Now, you're part of this commission that God has given us, preach the gospel. But when heavenly vision lacks heavenly instruction, it ends in frustration.
Right.
Have you been frustrated lately?
Yes,
see, see, wow. See, any type of frustration, you made the wrong turn.
Right.
That's so good. That's so good.
Look in Proverbs chapter 4, it's going to help you. I've been there, make the wrong turn. Don't sit here and act like you ain't never made no wrong turn. You're not going to put that over on me tonight. I'm too sharp for that tonight. Put me out there all by myself like I'm the only one up here have made a wrong turn. I'm looking at some wrong turns right now. So I said, that's life, man. But if you know what to do, you know how to take correction.
Yes.
Turn around.
Turn around.
Look at Proverbs 4:13. That word fast, that means firm. You know what firm means, right? Take firm hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her.
Yes, sir.
For she is your life.
Yes, sir.
She is thy life.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
The reason many are frustrated, listen to me, in life is because they celebrate life without instruction. Frustrated. You have the mandate, but you don't have the approach.
Wow.
You just can't land a jet. You got to get a signal from the tower. And they're going to give you the approach. Now here's a dilemma. Lamentation chapter 3. Now here's a dilemma we got to clear up. And that's how, here's how people sometimes get misdirected. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 37. I ain't got time to look for it. Put it up there. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 37. This is a powerful verse here. Look what that voice says now. If you're going to be directed, you're going to have to consult with the Lord every time.
Yes, sir.
Who is he that says, and it coming to pass when the Lord commanded it not?
Right.
See, you didn't talk to me about it. Now, that's why people get in trouble with Scripture. They're quoting the Scripture and haven't talked to God about it. You have to consult Him. You can't be making no command if you don't have Him directing you. Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. All right, I gotta close now. God is an orderly God. No matter how hard you try, whatever God has not commanded can never come to pass. There's another scripture says, let everything be done what? Decently and in order. Right. This is why I believe that one's greatest asset in life is an unbroken connection with heaven for where instruction are received daily. Let me tell you one of your problems. Sometimes we are praying and telling God too much what we want Him to do. And never shut up to hear what He wants to do. What you say, Lord, and be quiet. You know why people don't do that? They're scared. They know God's going to change their order. So just keep making noise. Drown him out. Why do you think you missed your last time? You wasn't listening. A person can't get misled if they're following God's direction. God will make another city to make you right. God will make another street to make you be on the right street. If you follow. Come on. Sometime I leave y'all. Y'all don't keep up. Help them to keep up, Lord. I refuse to let you live a normal life in this church. I know too much from the word. You must live above circumstances, situation, attack that's on your life. That's what these instructions are about. Oh, I remember what the apostle told me. I'm going to set my nervous self down. I'm about to mess this thing up worse because I'm getting a little angry on his side. You see, you're gonna mess it up. They that wait on the Lord should renew their strength. God hasn't forgotten about you. Then when you out transaction things, listen to this. The world will only hear those who hear from God. Until you give attention to God's instruction, the world will not pay any attention to you. And you know, we got to do transactions in the world, you know. You ready for this? Write this down. But you stand up, ain't gonna make me quit, so sit down. It is those who hold on to his commandment that become commanders. I know you need to get that. It is those who hold on to his commandment that become commanders. You can go around commanding blessing. Now, let me see if you how sharp you are. Holy Ghost, just remind me. That statement, if you go back to Lamentation 3:27, you'll see something. Those that hold on to his commandment become what? Commanders. Look back at Lamentation 3:27. The reason you become a commander is because the Lord commanded it. Yes, and you hold on to his commandment. Yes, that's what thus said the Lord means. Yes, but everybody saying thus said the Lord didn't say it. They're trying to impress you, you know. Thus said the Lord. Did he? I don't see enough result in your life for thus said the Lord. He haven't said nothing to you? Why you won't tell me all this stuff? Like the Lord should have told you a few things before you come tell me the 19 things I should do. Don't follow nobody with no results. They ain't got no result. Why you following them? Person ain't got no result in 25 years. What you following them for? Where y'all going? You got to have a testimony. You got to have some evidence, man. People ain't gonna follow you without no evidence. I'm telling LTMA, y'all got to have some evidence. Y'all got to start, y'all, you ain't following me. You ain't got enough result. Preach, no Mickey Mouse sermon. Preach my sermon until you catch up. Just word for word. You can have them. Preach what? That's what David Favre does in Columbus, Ohio. His church blooming. Phil in Baton Rouge, his church blooming. Word for word. I did it. I do it now. If I see a revelation, I'll preach it just like it's mine. All right, I got to close. The difference between success and failure is light, not luck. You heard what I said? The difference between success and failure is light, not luck. Let's close with Proverbs 6:23. Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp. I mean, and the law is light. And reproof of instruction are the way of life. Reproof of instruction. I told you that, right? I told you sometimes you got to be corrected, right? Stand on your feet. That's enough. On your feet. On your feet. That's enough. Praise God. Lift your hand and thank God for what you heard. Bathe yourself in his presence for a moment. Thank him so much. He's such a good God. You see your way. I say you'll see your way. You will not be stopped this time. You're going all the way. Things are changing while you're praising him. Don't be over anxious. He knows what he's doing. Ask Daniel, ask David, ask Joseph, ask Joel, ask Esther, ask Ruth, ask Abraham, ask Leroy. He knows what he's doing. Ask Isaac, ask Jacob. Just ask him. He knows what he's doing. Tell three people he knows what he's doing. Then hear this well. Then hear this well. Then hear this well. He knows what he's doing. And God is a good God. He loves you so much. He wants to see you flooded with success. There are no failures in this room. God ain't help me. There are no failures in this house now. Everything you're going through, that's exactly what it is. You're going through. Yeah, do I walk through? So I want you to stop stopping. Because something looks like it's not going right. Stop. You're going through that thing. But there's a greater blessing on the other end. I don't play no game. You're good people. You should have the best. It belongs to you. Don't turn it down. Say it's mine.
It's mine.
I have it now.
I have it now.
Don't be discouraged. Encourage yourself. It's a beginning for some. That's why, lift your hand again. This is a beginning for some under my voice. Look like all the bottom out sometimes. But it's all it is, God putting a new bottom. He's working it out right now. Paul's in his presence. Say, Salah. Thank you, Lord. You're working it out right now. That money you need is on the way. That money, yeah. Yeah, God got a way to get it to you. Keep lacking good things. Keep lacking the best. God wants you to have the best. He told me, don't sell it for less. I provide it for you to have the best. Good things are looking for you right now. If you move too fast, you're going to be out of place. Lost direction, oh man, make you move too fast, and that was the address God sent it to. Did you get that? I went over your head. Be still and know I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. And I'll use you to do it. I'm looking for somebody to bless right now. Don't be discouraged. Don't give in. Don't quit. Don't lose heart. Keep fighting faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Everything does not have to happen this month. No, know you're not a failure. Get up and start walking again. Shout for the Lord to give you the victory. Glory, glory, glory. Have you been helped? I receive it. I receive it. $100. You really been helped?
Yes, sir.
You're better off right now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well and blessed. That's right. I read a book, Ray, it reminded me of you. The man said, when somebody asked him how old he is, he says, ageless. Say, how you doing? He says, right on top of the world. I took that ageless. Right on top of you. You may be seated. Let's give. Let's get our envelope. Oh, my goodness.